From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, August 12, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Tim Tulloch reports in the Altamont... Tim Tulloch reports in the Altamont Enterprise that on August the 9th, Knox heard from Robin Reynolds, senior planner at the Capital District Planning Commission, about the new Clean Energy Communities program the state announced on August the 3rd and how it could lead to a $100,000 grant for the southern Albany county town. Reynolds said, and I quote, "We will help you to come up with a project proposal that is good for the town and make sure it suits your needs," end quote. Reynolds is bringing Solarize Albany program for the presentation in Knox 6 to 8 p.m. on August the 30th at the town hall. Knox is already switching to LED lights, which is another act the grant encourages. You can read that full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Real Clear Politics is reporting that a Gravis poll released on August 11 surveyed New Yorkers from August 4 to the 8th, and they still favor Democrat Hillary Clinton for president. Clinton, at 48%, leads Donald Trump, 34%, Libertarian Gary Johnson, 6%, and Green Party's Jill Stein, 4%. A July Quinnipiac poll had the same order and similar percentages, 45% for Clinton, 33% for Trump, and 6 and 4% for Johnson and Stein. You can read that full story in Real Clear Politics. John Farrow in the Poughkeepsie Journal reports that Bard College's Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies began a five-year, $8.8 million tick control study in Dutchess County in April, and they're surprised by how many families in the area have been willing to help. Alicia Keesing, a Bard College scientist who is co-directing the effort at the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies, told the paper that, and I quote, "This is a whole new level of engagement. It's asking a lot more of people," end quote. Researchers have identified a dozen Dutchess County neighborhoods with 100 properties each, with hopes that participation levels reach as high as 50%. So far, 1,100 property owners have agreed to take part, and the researchers are looking for 100 more volunteers. Nationally, communities are using science to lower Lyme disease rates. The journal reports, and I quote, "Earlier this year, a surge in Lyme rates prompted the village of Fayetteville near Syracuse to hire federal sharpshooters to kill white-tailed deer," end quote. This study is researching two responses to lower the spread of Lyme disease: a bait box that attracts mice, chipmunks, and other small rodents and sprays them with a tick-killing agent. The other method is to spray a naturally occurring fungus that kills ticks. You can read that full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the 518 area code could run out of assignable telephone numbers by the first quarter of 2019. So the Public Service Commission is holding a series of hearings to gauge public comment on proposed changes. At a July 28th public hearing in the Ichabod Crane High School auditorium, lawyers for the PSC said the Federal Communications Commission prefers an overlay plan where phone numbers keep the 518 prefix and new users get a new area code, rather than splitting the district in two. The 518 area code services parts or all of 17 counties, including Albany, Clinton, Columbia, Dutchess, Essex, Franklin, Fulton, Greene, Hamilton, Montgomery, Rensselaer, St. Lawrence, Saratoga, Schenectady, Schoharie, Warren, and Washington. Only one person spoke at the local public hearing, and the paper did not report what they said. Anyone with comments can send them to secretary@dps.ny.gov or by mail to the Department of Public Service, 3 Empire State Plaza, Albany, New York, 12223-1350, or call 1-800-335-2120, referencing the 518 area code relief case number 16-C-0297. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Bill Mahoney at Politico New York is reporting that one of the few ethics reform bills passed in Albany recently was introduced at 1:45 a.m. on the last day of the session and passed both houses with little public scrutiny within 3 hours after Governor Andrew Cuomo waived the Constitution's 3-day aging requirement. After all that, Cuomo still has not signed the bill that regulates non-government officials, but a spokesperson says he will in a few weeks. Once the governor signs the bill, the Joint Commission on Public Ethics and the State Board of Elections will create the regulations. But if Cuomo doesn't sign the bill by this Sunday, the rule won't take effect in time for this year's primary election campaigns. You can read the full story at Politico New York. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the Columbia Green Community College officials claim smaller graduating classes from local high schools and low unemployment figures means enrollment rates are flat at the school. So the proposed $16.7 million 2016-17 budget is $900,000 or 5.11% smaller. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors approved the budget last month, and it goes to the Green County Legislature at a public hearing at 6:25 p.m. Tuition increases by 4.57% under the proposal, a $96 increase for full-time students. Columbia County pays $2.91 million and Greene County kicks in $2.54 million under the proposal. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a heat advisory for the Hudson River Valley for today, Friday, August the 12th. The combination of hot temperatures and high humidity levels may produce heat indices reaching or exceeding 100 degrees. The National Weather Service warns heat illnesses are possible in these conditions and drinking fluids is recommended. For today, the National Weather Service predicts there is a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and some of those storms could produce heavy rainfall. The skies should be mostly cloudy with a high near 87 degrees. For tonight, temperature low will be around 72. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, showers and thunderstorms are also likely, mainly afternoon, and again, some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. It should be mostly cloudy Saturday with a temperature high near 88 degrees, and for Saturday night, a temperature low around 70. And on Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are likely again, mainly afternoon. Some of those storms again could produce heavy rainfall. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 83 degrees and a low around 66. Sunrise today was at 6:01 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:59 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 12th day of August 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.